Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm Adam Paulus, and we'll be talking more about Toy Fair and movies and other goodies this week. But first, last week at the box office, let's talk about our top movies. Identity Thief was number one again with $14 million. Snitch was number two with $13.2 million. Escape from Planet Earth 3D had $10.7 million in third place. Fourth place was Safe Haven, $10.5 million. And A Good Day to Die Hard rounded out the top five with $10.2 million. This week, your new movies include 21 and Over, Jack the Giant Slayer, The Last Exorcism Part 2, Stoker, and a bunch of other limited releases. A movie called Phantom may be of interest. It includes David Duchovny and Ed Harris in a Cold War-era submarine flick. In the news, Chris Cooper has been cast in the Amazing Spider sequel as Norman Osborn. Gary Oldman has been cast in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes as the lead of the Human Resistance, which is interesting because Gary Oldman was the lead of the chimpanzees in the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes movie. Noomi Rapace, I don't know. She's been quoted as saying the Prometheus sequel script's in the works. That's good news. The Hobbit, There and Back Again, has been delayed. It was originally scheduled for July 2014. Now it's December 2014. Kind of makes sense because, you know, they did one movie, and then a year later another movie, and then 6 months later, it doesn't make as much sense as doing a year. At least, I think. So, yeah, December. Seth Graham Smith has been hired to rewrite the next Fantastic Four movie. Starring, I'm not sure yet. Could be a reboot. The guy who wrote Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, the Dark Shadows movie, and the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter movie scripts. So, yeah. The Office Revisited in England brings back Ricky Gervais as David Brent for a comic relief special. It's a one-time thing. Pete Holmes, best known for the You Made It Weird podcast, or the voice of the E-Trade baby, or one of Doug Benson's frequent and certainly favorite guests on Doug Loves Movies, he's got tapped for a TV show on TBS produced by Conan O'Brien, and we're all hoping that Jeff Garlin and TJ Miller show up as guests. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie reboot is now due for June 6, 2014, and supposedly there's still aliens, and supposedly Megan Fox is still in it. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Save big on Hasbro action figures because they're on sale for buy one, get a second, 30% off. In-stock Hasbro action figures, minifigures, and Transformers are all on sale today. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to find out what you're missing or what you could save on or what's in stock. Today! Let's go over some Toy Fair news because there's no shortage of it. We got Predator. NECA will expand its line with more Dutch figures. I think I saw four, as well as numerous nods to the 1990s Kenner Predator toys, like Nightstorm Predator, Lava Planet Predator, and the blue KB-exclusive Warrior Predator from Aliens Hive Wars. Biff Bang Pow announced Doctor Who figures Eldrad, Ante-Man, Magnus Greel, and Krall. Biff Bang Pow, Star Trek Next Generation bobbleheads are en route, including basically some Build-A-Bridge stuff. That's the gimmick. You buy several bobbleheads, and you fit them together, and it builds the bridge of the Enterprise-D. It's pretty nice. NECA's Lone Ranger action figures will be in multiple sizes, 3¾-inch, 7-inch, and 18-inch quarter-scale figures. Bobbleheads and horses are on deck as well. Dexter will be made as new action figures, including a 3¾-inch pink shirt blood splatter analyst figure, and a new 8-inch Mego-style figure. Hasbro will bring back Beta Man in the USA this year. Mezco Toys will continue Thundercats in the quarter scale some more, with Lion-O, Panthro, Mumra, and Chitara in circulation. Bandai once again showed off LBX, a line of robot minifigure model kits, where the cartoon focuses on kids building and battling with life-size small robots. So the toys are basically life-size, even though they're action figures, that's how big they are in the cartoon. They were teased at Toy Fair 2012, and the toys are currently not due in the USA until 2014. However, if you're planning a trip to Japan, you might find some there now. Hasbro showcased new toys for Avengers Assemble, a new cartoon series. 3¾-inch action figures will be in the $10-ish and $6-ish price points, with new villains like the Leader having what seems to be the lion's share of the articulation and a giant firing weapon. Mezco Toys will be bringing Axe Cop to toy stores because awesome. Mezco Toys will be doing more Mezitz minifigures. They will be doing, looks like 2-inch scale DC Heroes, Harley Quinn, Batgirl, Poison Ivy were shown. Also, the Adam West Barris Batmobile was on display. Two matching minifigures were shown as well. NECA Prometheus figures will be expanded to include Fifield and Shaw. Hasbro showed Nerf Rebel. They're mostly pink bows and arrows. They looked pretty cool. Weirdly, the darts look kind of like lipstick, but maybe I'm seeing things. You take a look and let me know what you think. Diamond Select Toys showed a bunch of new Star Trek items, including a Mr. Spock vinyl bust, a new Kirk action figure that has a big backdrop in engineering with Khan on it, like a full-size Khan figure, and of course a Spock figure you've seen. New mini-mates span the entire gamut of Star Trek series, including Enterprise, Voyager, and so on. Diamond Select Toys Marvel figures will include new Marvel Select figures like Silver Surfer, movie Iron Man, and movie War Machine. I'm tired. Anyway, Mezco had some other odds and ends on display. An 18-inch Martian from Mars Attacks, new Domo figures, and of course, more South Park. What else do we have for you? That seems to be it. So thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. We've got yet more Toy Fair coverage next week. I'm going through a bunch of pictures and notes, and I'm trying to hopefully have new things up for pre-sale as we go, but right now we're just going through a couple dozen things a week. Hope you enjoy the show. If you like it, please tell a friend or follow us on Twitter or Tumblr or Facebook, Google+, or elsewhere. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Don't forget to check out us on sale.entertainmentearth.com because we have a sale, and I need to blow my nose again, so see you next week.